This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 477 for Friday, July 14th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed on Friday morning despite continuing dryness across the prairies in the coming weeks. Malaysian palm oil is higher, but Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed are down. Crude oil prices are also lower after the International Energy Agency lowered its demand projections for later in the year. The Canadian dollar is down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close, which was the highest for the loonie since last September. A strike by 7,400 B.C. port workers will end after the union and employers reached a tentative four-year agreement yesterday. The November canola contract is up 50 cents per ton at $814.90. In the U.S., corn and wheat are in positive territory, as well as soybeans. Rains are expected throughout corn-growing areas of the U.S. in the coming week, but overall dryness may threaten the USDA's estimated average yield of 177.5 bushels per acre. CONAB raised its monthly estimate for Brazil's Safrinha corn production by 1.7 million tons to 98 million, while overall corn production was estimated at 128 million tons, up nearly 13% from last year's total. The USDA had estimated 133 million tons earlier this week. The September corn contract is up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.02. The trade is becoming more wary of the USDA's estimated average yield of 52 bushels per acre for soybeans, considering that 26% of the U.S. Midwest is under moderate to severe drought. However, only 77 million bushels of exports by the end of August are needed to meet the USDA's target number of 1.98 billion this marketing year. CONAB cut Brazil's soybean production estimate by 1.5 million tons to a still record 154.5 million, up 23% from the year before. The Rosario Grain Exchange projected Argentine soybean production at 20 million tons this year, a very low number due to drought conditions. The August soybean contract is unchanged at $14.85 U.S. per bushel, while the November contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.75. The USDA cut its estimate for Canadian wheat production by 2 million tons to 35 million on Wednesday due to dry conditions on the prairies, but Markets Farm projects the harvest to be 32 million at most. With the Black Sea Grain Initiative 3 days away from expiry, the European Commission will assist the United Nations and Turkey in a last-ditch attempt to save the deal, which Russia has repeatedly said it will not renew. Germany's wheat harvest will be down 3.3% on the year to 21.79 million tons, while the Rosario Grain Exchange cut its estimate for the Argentine wheat crop to 15.6 million. The September Chicago wheat contract is up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.54. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.19. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.79. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, July 14th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.